Track 9. Tony.
Yes, well, we've got two young children, so we have to choose our holidays with them in mind. That's why we come to places like this. Well, it's much more enjoyable than having bored children in some hotel in the middle of a big city. They can play with other children all day, go swimming or boating, that kind of thing. And, you know, campsites are getting better and better. They've got excellent facilities these days. You should try it.
Sandra.
I like, you know, adventure holidays, backpacking, walking in the mountains, that kind of thing. I don't like tourist resorts. I prefer somewhere off the beaten track. But it's getting more and more difficult to find places like that. Well, this year I've already been to Scotland, which was the most fantastic experience. And next month I'm going trekking in the foothills of the Andes in Peru. A friend of mine went pony trekking in Iceland once. I'd like to try that.
Josette.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We just love a bit of luxury and lazing around. That's why we go on cruises. We come back a bit fatter, of course, but we feel good too, and we've been to places we don't normally go to. We need to be a bit richer than we are, though. Cruises seem to be the most expensive vacations in the world. But you do meet nice people. That's the best bit.
Mira.
Now that I'm getting older, I'm not as energetic as I was, but I still love holidays with a bit of interest. I like a bit of culture, you see. So I generally visit galleries and museums or take sightseeing tours to monuments or other places of special interest. That's much more satisfying for me. Well, I am bored by tourist resorts. All that noise, everyone trying so hard to enjoy themselves. Maybe it's all right when you're 20, but I'm a bit past that myself, and I don't sunbathe, you see. The most satisfying holiday I've had recently was a visit to Greece. The Parthenon, oh, is one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen.
Steve.
I don't really care where I go. I just look for the best package deal, fly to some resort and have a ball. I like to go clubbing, so the place must have some nightlife. The noisier the better. So I go to bed at the crack of dawn and get up about lunchtime. Then I just lie by the pool all day until it's time to start partying again. Well, no, that's not quite true. I have tried water skiing, and I went surfing in Australia once. But mostly I just chill out. Look, I work really hard, you know. Holidays are my chance to unwind.